Get ready to throw perfection out the window because you're tuned in to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Penhorwood, and I'm a marketing coach and the founder of Harper Collective, where I help business owners master their PR and simplify their marketing. Each week, we'll be unlocking valuable tips to uplevel your business and sharing honest conversations with entrepreneurs to uncover their stories and wisdom to inspire you to take action. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hey, welcome back to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I hope you are having the most beautiful day today. I'm over here rugged up with a hoodie on and a coffee, and it's total cozy vibes because we're transitioning into winter here. So it's pretty cold this morning, I'm not going to lie. But I'm really looking forward to delving into this episode with you today because there are opportunities out there that you're missing out on because you're simply not putting yourself forward for them. And I was inspired by this topic because I work with so many talented coaching clients who I help to elevate their marketing and streamline things in their business. And there is always an opportunity that is on their heart. There's something that they would love to achieve for themselves, whether it's hosting an event on a stage in collaboration with an incredible brand, or putting themselves forward for an amazing PR opportunity. When I ask them, why have you not put yourself out there for this opportunity yet? They say, oh, I'll achieve that in 1 to 2 years' time, or, you know, that's a big picture vision for me. And as someone who works in PR and marketing, I'm often looking for people just like you. So I'm working with brands and we're looking for an incredible speaker who could host our event, or we're looking for a brand that we could partner with that's totally aligned and we could create a really fun collaboration. So when I hear clients tell me that they've put this big vision that they have for themselves off into this far off distant future, it makes me really sad because there are people out there right now who are looking for exactly what you offer in your unique blend, and they want you. Their job is actually to look for you and to get in contact with you to organize things for their clients. When you look at it that way, you can start to realize, okay, well, if there's all these people who are looking for brands or businesses just like me, what am I actually waiting for? What is actually holding me back? And often the very thing that is holding you back is perfectionism. It's wanting to have all of your social media looking perfect. It's wanting to have launched all of your offers and grown this incredible community around your brand. It's wanting to portray a certain image and have all of these different things that you've achieved before you can go for the thing that you really, truly want. What I'm here to tell you is that there are people who are way less experienced, who really haven't had that many years in the industry as you, and they are landing those opportunities simply because they went for it and simply because they asked for it. So if you look at it that way, you can think, okay, well, if they're landing the opportunities, yet I've spent all these years honing my skills, working with my customers, learning how to really nail my offering within my industry, then there should be nothing that's holding me back from putting myself forward for this opportunity. What I think is important is to start to tune in with yourself and to really think about, what do you want to achieve for your business? What are those opportunities that are sitting on your heart that would bring you so much happiness and so much fulfillment in your business? Write them down. Stop leaving them in your mind as something that you might achieve in 2 to 3 years' time, and write them down and put them somewhere that you can actually see them. And then from there, I would love for you to create a little mini plan around them. What steps do you need to take in order to achieve that vision for yourself? Who do you need to get in contact with? Who are the brands that you would love to partner with, or the stages that you would love to speak on and the events that you'd love to be part of? Put them all somewhere where you can see them and take them out of your mind and into reality. And then what I would love to invite you to start doing is start to visualize these opportunities coming to life. How would you feel in your body when you got the yes, we want you, this is it, let's lock it in? How would you feel when you were living in that moment within that opportunity that you really want for yourself? Start to tune into those things and start to also pay attention to how you might be dressing, how you might be holding your posture, what you might be talking and thinking about, what else might be going on in and around your world that you can start to visualize and you can start to step into within this very moment. And then what I would love to invite you to do is take the first step. And quite often that first step will be drafting your pitch or your email and getting in contact with that person. And something that I think is a really great idea, especially if there's a speaking event that you want to be part of, often these events are planned out a year ahead in time. So nothing is stopping you from getting in touch and saying, hey, this is something that I would love to be part of. Could you let me know what you're looking for, what you might need from me, what I could work on in the background in order to be the perfect fit for this opportunity when it comes around to you locking in speakers? You know, starting to build your network and putting yourself forward for those things are going to have you front and center when the time comes that that marketing team is sitting down and locking in speakers and going, okay, what are our options? Who do we want to be speaking to? And because you've had the courage to put yourself out there, you are going to be presented in that meeting as an option. Whereas if you held yourself back and thought, I'm going to make sure that everything looks absolutely, in air quotes, perfect, before I even let them know that I exist, you could be holding yourself back from opportunities that you don't even know are possible for you. And these very people, they're looking for you right now in this moment. So today, I hope that this inspires you to take action, embrace imperfection, because every single person that I interview, everyone that I coach, that I connect with, there are imperfections within their life and their business, and those should not be things that hold us back from going after what we want for ourselves. So today, pick that thing that's on your heart, take it out of your mind, put it somewhere that you can see it, and take the inspired action steps towards achieving it for yourself, because you deserve to make it happen this year. And it's highly likely that you will get a yes a lot quicker than you're expecting. There's a beautiful coaching client who I work with, and she recently put herself forward for an opportunity this week. And I am so proud of her, because when I mentioned it to her and I said, you should ask them, you should say, I would love to be part of this. If there's a chance, let me know. When I spoke to her about it, she said, oh no, there's no way that I could do that. And I said, what is the worst that could happen? They're either going to say, not right now, thank you so much, or they're going to say yes. And you've just opened the door up to connecting with some incredible like-minded clients, to building an audience that don't know you yet, but are totally aligned with you. And also building a relationship with a brand that could flourish into something really exciting in the future. So she put herself forward for it, and guess what? She landed it, and she's now got this incredible feature coming up that's even bigger than what we originally pitched. It's just going to be so game-changing for her business. So if she can do it, you can do it too. I literally spend all my time within my business pitching to people, organizing for people to be part of events, and I'm looking for people who are just like you. And I'm not paying attention to all the different things that you might think are holding you back from landing that opportunity. So go and get them. Go and land that thing that is just would bring you so much joy in your business. And let's start to make things happen. I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your week, And please come and tell me what it is that you are going after and achieving over on Instagram at Honestly Imperfect Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love if you could leave a review or share a screenshot to Instagram and tag at Honestly Imperfect Podcast so that I can pop on over and say hello. I can't wait to connect with you again soon.